So before we get to comments, I wanted to talk about the listener meetup. I really wanted to say a special thanks before we get started to Cobra Lily, who joined up with a high-level kinetic character and then immediately exempt onto one of the teams. And then when it became painfully clear that we didn't have enough healers, well then, good old Cobra Lily, unexempt, dropped the team and followed us to heal us.
Yeah.
And gave us all, was just recycling through with the buffs and the heals. And we were able to run through there forever. So we met up at like, I think it was 4 o'clock Eastern time was our meetup time, right? And we were really shocked to log in front of Miss Liberty and see a pretty big group of people standing there. And it was like, what are they all here for? Because I was thinking, well, I hope that we get enough people for a team.
Right.
Or hopefully maybe two, we could pick up some other people to have a decent run through the sewers.
Right.
And there were like a lot of people. And so we literally, well, I think you went running up. I was still trying to figure out who I was going to play. I built a couple different characters. I built an empathy defender because that's usually what people don't build to take into the sewers. So I built one of those. I also built a blaster and I think a tanker or something.
Okay.
And was just kind of like, wow, that's a lot of people. I wonder what they're here for. And you were like, oh, look, there's so-and-so and there's so-and-so. And you're naming people that we had, you know, figured out who they were.
Recognized from the forums.
Yeah, they had posted names or whatever. And it was like, are they all here to play? It was so surprising. We ended up with not full teams.
Right.
But I wanted us split into four teams so that if other people showed up, they could join. But we had almost four full teams.
And there were more people that trickled in after we got going. Because it took a while to get, kind of say hi and gather together and get going. So it was like five when we really...
It was at least 4:30 because, again, we didn't expect that many people to show up.
That was awesome.
So we were like, okay, how do we do this? How do we divvy it up? Okay, what do we have? How many, you know, people do we have that can heal? And how many tankers do we have? And it was pretty surprising.
Yeah.
It was kind of nerve-wracking. Because it's like, oh, wait, we should have had a plan.
Right.
We thought we'd have one team and we would follow the usual plan.
I just created the one character. I had decided I wanted to do a scrapper because it's the generic jump in there, do some damage character.
Take some damage.
So I had the goofy concept in my head of creating Ronald McLeod. It would be the mixture of Ronald McDonald and Connor McLeod.
So
I made a broadsword, no, a katana scrapper.
And I was like, is that really what you're wearing?
Katana regen, since it's,
I did my standard wifely role. That's what you're wearing to the party? Are you serious? You're going as Ronald McDonald?
And used all red and yellow colors, so he was very clown-like.
Yes, he was.
But was rocking the kilt.
Yeah.
And the shoulder cape with the Celtic design.
Right. Yeah, you were, honey. You were very clearly,
And, so, he was,
He was cool, though.
With his battle cry. His battle cry was going to be, there can be only one. Do you want fries with that? But it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit in the amount of space you have for battle cry. So his was, there can be only fun.
It's my baby, guys. He's mine.
And he died a lot. No, he was defeated a lot.
Thank you for fixing that.
We got lots of wakies.
Yeah.
And then Cobra then threw me an invite to their SG so I could use the res.
Nice.
The base res. And of course, in sewers, you pop right back up where you left off.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That helped because, he was having he was vertically challenged. He kept going horizontal.
It's because of all the fast food and junk and, you just don't have that endurance because you're always eating fries.
I was just being goofy since it was the level one. I was just charging into big groups that I shouldn't have been.
We had such a great time, though. And everybody was patient with us as we were all agog with the number of people and having to plan it. But we got everything gathered up and everybody joined up. And I'm glad it took us that long because there were people that were kind of slow getting to us. They thought we had... So I guess since we had said that we play on champions, they went to champion server first.
And nobody was there.
Yeah. So some people took some time to trickle over. So I'm glad it took us a little while. And plus we just got to chat and hang out with people, which was really fun. Troy Hickman was in the house and he was cracking me up the whole time.
Yeah.
He just drops those one-liners. It's so funny.
Who's been absent from the forums? Where are you, Troy? We miss you.
We miss you. I mean, you know, are we being shunned? Have you found another podcast?
No.
I'm a little heartbroken. And anyways. I want to get that new, he's got a new comic book series coming out. So we need some info, Troy, because we really want to pimp your new projects.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Let us pimp for you. You hit level 10, didn't you?
I think so, yeah. No, I hit level 9, and then afterwards, somebody had gone with me to run through some police scanner missions.
And then, you hung out for quite a while later.
Because we figured we could create an SG.
Yeah.
And then do another get-together.
Yeah.
And instead of doing sewers, we'll go take on something else.
Yeah.
And then we'll have this SG just to...
muck about.
And be able to communicate.
Yeah.
Have an SG channel. And
in the sewers, it was cool to do the local chat, but as soon as someone would get defeated and go back to the hospital, if there wasn't a wakey available or something like that, we would lose touch with them, lose contact with
them.
And
somebody had the great idea of starting a global channel, but it gives you a global handle.
Yeah, and that's something that we didn't want to do, and it didn't occur to me until after I already joined the global channel, and then I had to quit, and then I had to explain why I quit. Because Chooch goes, can't they see your global? And I'm like, no, it's just, whoa. So I'm sorry if I insulted
Nothing
that person,
personal. It's just kind of one of our policies.
We have, it's not just us. We have kids play on our accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes our tween will play, and sometimes a nephew or another nephew will play.
Yeah.
And it's just to protect them. We're those parents. Just deal with it. So there was nothing personal other than that's just our general policy. Yeah.
So as the afternoon wore on, some more people would drop and we merged and then got into smaller and smaller teams and still hacked our way through and went back and forth up to the top and then leveled up and then head back in. And
I'd never gone that deep into sewers before. That's definitely the furthest that I've ever gone.
Yeah, we were hacking through stuff.
Yeah,
we were moving at a good clip.
We were over 25 people when we started.
Mm-hmm.
Although we hit that first group and we all pretty much... I didn't even ding two before I had to go to the hospital. That first group was painful.
Oh, that's true.
Because we had, I can't remember how many of which type, but we had at least one rad healer, you know, rad or a heal. We also had the dark heal and we had Cobra Lily and there was another kinetic.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there were only two empaths. And when you have 25 plus people, and, of course, everybody's spread out because you've got people going in melee. You've got blasters hanging back. We hit a wall really fast. And we all went face down. Not everybody, but most everybody.
Yeah.
So thanks again to Cobra Lily. That made that a lot more enjoyable. And we just talked in local so that Cobra Lily could participate and keep resing
us. That was a lot of fun.
It was so fun. That was the most fun I've had in a long time. And I could not say that enough. Literally the most fun that I had ever doing sewers and the most fun I'd had in a long time because you didn't have to worry about anything. There's no debt to worry about. We all just got to go out and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
So maybe the next one we'll break into teams and run through the radio missions so everybody can get Raptor packs.
Yeah.
Or maybe just jump straight in and roll through Perez, roll around the perimeter and just bust skulls.
Well, depending on when we do the next meetup, the new Hollows Zone.
Yeah, I-12 should be launched by the time we get our stuff together. Well, we're doing Balticon and we've got a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure I-12 will be launched by then.
Yeah.
So yeah, we could take in the new Hollows
Zone. Because Posse said before summer. So we're definitely busy until summer starts.
Rock the new Hollows.
We actually got a couple of comments from the listener meetup too. So I'm going to go ahead and read them.
All right.
Eldritch Fire. / cry. Damn work preventing me from being there. / sob. / whine. Next time, Eldritch Fire. Next time. An Immortal Amazon. Super fun. Very awesome. Can't wait for the next one. Bring burgers and cheesecake. And Cobra Lily says, it was such a fun gathering. Thanks so much for organizing today's event. Totally our pleasure. We had such a blast. And Country Boy, darn it, I couldn't make it this time. See previous comment to Eldritch Fire. Next time. Hopefully you guys can make it next time.
Yeah.
Going into our regular comments.
Mm-hmm.
and this name I'm going to mangle. Bora Wars says, I am also trying to download the file 3 nights in a row now. I cannot listen to it streamed since my connection is really bad. Anyone have an alternative download for me? That's in reply to the special episode 3 Hero 1 interview.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually have a fix for that.
I hope. I haven't heard anything back, so I'm guessing it worked.
Yeah.
So what I did, there were a couple different people that had problems downloading because they had spotty internet.
Right.
I believe it was that comment. They were in, one of them was in South Africa or somewhere that had really bad internet.
Right. South Africa. Can you believe that? We've got somebody listening in South Africa.
That's been crazy. I clicked the Google Analytics and there were people in 22 different countries.
Wow.
That were downloading the show. Awesome.
For the interview, right? We had huge downloads for
probably
the interview.
For the interview, yeah. But I'm talking in the last week, there were people from 22 different countries that hit the site. And they're probably coming from Massively and MMORPG and all these different people that linked. But yeah, anyways. So people were having problems downloading because they had spotty internet connections. So normally I encode the show at a pretty high bit rate so we have really good sound quality.
Right.
And you end up with some pretty big files. And my thought was, you know, it's probably mostly U.S. listeners and people that play MMOs generally have pretty good internet connections.
Right.
So I felt okay using a higher quality. So we get, you know, each episode is like 50 megabytes or 70 megabytes. So what I did is when these people were having problems, I re-encoded the show at a very low bit rate. So it's worst sound quality. The voices still come across pretty good, but the music is, you know, kind of scratchy. So lesser sound quality. And I also split it into two parts. So you could download two separate pieces.
Gotcha.
And that brought the chunks down to like 10 or 20 megabytes each.
Cool.
So the hope was that still lets you get the content and in lesser quality, but then you still get to hear the interview. Nobody's come back saying they're still having problems. So I'm hoping that that alleviated it. And we're not going to do that for every episode unless they become regular users. Maybe I'll end up doing two feeds. I'll do a low-res feed and a regular feed. Some other shows do that if people are really interested in
that. It was a lot of work. I think it's really cool that you did that.
Yeah. Re-encoding isn't too bad. I could do two feeds fairly easily. So if there's a lot of people who have problems, who either have smaller MP3 players so they can't store that many shows.
Right.
Or if they have spotty internet and have problems downloading, then I wouldn't mind doing two feeds.
Yeah.
If people really wanted it. So that was is what the post, the Shrinky Dink post, was about.
You were wondering, sewage podcast Shrinky Dinks want? Because that's what I thought.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You didn't even tell me you were doing it. So I was like, Shrinky Dinks? I haven't played with Shrinky Dinks. Church made us. No, that's the podcast thing. So Nod on May 13th in reply to episode 22 News and Comments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you guess what did Nod say. Yay, new cast. Incidentally, didn't our friend Nod have his character at the listener meetup? What was the name?
Yay, new cast.
It was like, well, we know who that
right
is.
Right away, knew exactly who that was.
That was so cool. That was awesome. On May 13th, Nail Bunny, in reply to episode 22, the evil iTunes monkey strikes again, only 16 minutes long. Whoever does that meatwad voice, I see a future in small-time vacuum sales in a back alley. Yeah, I had a couple people complain about, and maybe we should cover that for the new listeners.
Yeah.
The iTunes problem.
Sometimes.
For some people.
iTunes cuts the shows short, and you only get either half. Our friend on another podcast was getting what we termed half-isodes.
Yeah.
And it was a much shorter show. iTunes has this
Weird bug
where it cuts shows off. And I talked to a bunch of different podcasters about it. And every podcaster says it's just the way it is. It just happens. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens.
And there's nothing we can do to fix it. It's not as if it's in the feed wrong, because when he posts it, because of this problem that we've had in the past, I obsessively go, okay, it's there. It's in iTunes and it's the right length. And I know it's going to be the right length, even if that problem occurs, but it's just something that my OCD does.
Yeah.
And so I already said, well, I already know that it was as long as it was supposed to be.
And as far as I know, people who use other podcatchers, people who use Juice or, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of other programs out there.
Yeah.
Like 99% of people use iTunes because they've made it so easy.
Mm, that's all I use.
And it does that. And I'm really sorry. I wish there was something I could do, but even going through Apple's forums, they don't even address it anywhere. Hmm. You see a lot of people asking about it, but there's never any fixes. I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is.
So if you repeatedly have that problem, because it seems like our friend Doug at Geek Acres had that problem a lot with our other podcasts that we do. It happens to him almost every time we have an episode. So it seems like happens to you once, it's going to happen again.
Right. And so you would have to manually download off the site whenever there's a new show.
So since that's happened to you, Nail Bunny, if it keeps happening, you might want to just, however this magically thing allows you to get it from the website, it's the magic that I don't understand. All I know is iTunes, but, you know, if it's still a problem for you, then grab it from the site, however that happens.
There was a comment from another listener who said the last three shows in a row it did it to them.
Wow.
And I hadn't heard of it really hitting anybody frequently. Yeah, for a long time, so.
Because when we first started, we thought, oh, we're really messing things up. But it's not anything that we have any control over. Yeah. It's just an iTunes little hiccup. So
Nail
really
Bunny,
sorry.
If it keeps happening to you, let me know. And maybe you can help me do some troubleshooting.
Yeah.
Not that it's going
to... I don't think it makes a difference because a lot of podcasters before us have tried to fix this and haven't been able to figure it out.
But as a techie, I got to know. I need to know. I need to diagnose and troubleshoot and experiment.
Alrighty then. Moving on. Also in response to episode 22 from Fantastic Foe. Great cast today, covering the 4-year anniversary and the impending open beta. At least it was impending when you were preparing the podcast. I look forward to the buzz when i12 hits live. Thank you, Fantastic Foe. We're really enjoying having you on our listener forums, too.
Fantastic Foe has been all over the place. Sent direct emails, join the forums, hit the comments, did an iTunes review.
I know.
Dude, you're awesome.
We're just, and we have another comment from Fantastic Foe immediately following. Chooch, I hate to sound like a noob, or noob spelled three different ways, but could you give some more details on how this page is used? That's FO. And that was on the status page. So actually in the next post, Fantastic Foe says, aha, I found the info on the site suggestions topic in the forum. I'll check out COH Titan and see if I can participate. Best. And that is a new thing that you put into the listener forums that was suggested by Neuroshade?
Yeah, Neuroshade in the forums had said, hey, could we have a place where everybody can have their little banners that say when they're online and what server they're on? And it took me a while, but I finally made a page. And anybody who has given me their banners, I put it up there. And what I did, I didn't really explain it clearly.
Clearly.
So I kind of said, hey, here's a place to put your Titan banners.
Yeah.
And we can see when everybody's online. Yeah. All right, yay. And then there was four or five banners up there.
Yeah.
So what I've done since I saw that post is I copied out of the original forum request. I copied Neuroshade's little quickie explanation. Hey, go get yourself a key. Get your banner going. So I plan on expanding on that and doing a better
explanation.
Yeah, you know, more thorough explanation of exactly why you want it.
If you want it. It's totally optional.
It's not
if you join the listener forums, it doesn't show what server you're on or anything like that. If you choose to put it in there, it'll show on there, and it can or cannot show your global, depending on what you want.
We had done an episode on third-party tools where we covered this. So basically, you can run this third-party tool, and then it pops up this banner. It says when you're online. It tells them what character you're on, what server you're on, And it's very flexible where you can turn off. By default, it actually shows your global name so people can add you as a global buddy and talk to you. So you can turn off global. You can hide specific characters. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a certain character that you run with an SG on a schedule, you know, and you don't want to be extra right. social because you're already your kid, social.
Yeah, or if your kid uses your account and they've got one that you don't share it with
somebody
shared.
Else. And so you, it's very flexible. You can turn certain characters off. You can mm-hmm. hide them or you can leave everything on. You can hide a global or not. Mm-hmm. So that's what that's about.
Yeah.
And now we've got, I think, 6 banners up there. And
it's pretty cool.
I haven't added mine on there. I keep forgetting to.
Yeah.
I did all this work on getting the site set up and getting the page set up and I forgot to add mine.
Yeah.
But I did go through and tweak my account.
Did you? I haven't done that yet.
So I can add my banner on there.
Yeah.
And so it's a one stop where if people want to.
And I've done it.
See if people are on and drop in, say hi, run a couple missions.
Mm-hmm. Another comment in response to episode 22 from Crimson Archer.
Mm.
Okay, this is one of the best episodes I've heard. Not because of the content, although that is all pretty damn cool. But Chooch and Viv really seem to hit their stride here. Seriously, guys, this is the best I've heard you. Funny, professional, witty, everything I'm looking for in podcast hosts. The experience of 22 plus episodes seems to be paying off, eh? I was shocked to read that. That was so nice. Yeah. It was like, oh, sweet. And so I did a / blushes in my reply and a thanks. That was really nice. That definitely... Yeah, that made my morning when I read that. It was like, okay, I guess I can handle the laundry now.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's so nice of you. Thanks. And then from Wendy. Another great cast as usual. Thanks so much for reading the email for our SG. That was totally awesome of you guys. That was Wendy that had sent the email.
Yeah.
So we've glad sent another you email it.
Too. I've gotten a minute.
Ooh, cool. And in reply to the post about the status page that Chooch just explained, Sinner Saint said, so cool. Thanks, guys. You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
And, okay, so you guys are really going to have us trained to be whiners. You know what I'm talking about, Chooch?
Yeah.
You guys, we mentioned not having an iTunes review in a while. You guys posted 8 iTunes reviews. Every day I'm like, choo-choo, choo-choo, choo, we got another one. I was like,
crazy.
We started out with 16, we now have 24. We're on the third page for featured podcasts for video games, which is like, woo-hoo.
Yeah.
So, all right, you've trained us. Now we know to whine for stuff we want. Squeaky wheel, baby. Grease us up. Oh, wait. That sounded so wrong.
Yeah, it's going to get isolated.
Oh, crap. So we have from COH Girl. Yay. Simply the best with 5 stars. Chooch and Viv, you rock. I first listened to your awesome interview with Joe Hero 1 Morrissey. The interview was fantastic. I then listened to several other podcasts and found them equally interesting, fun, and informative. I look forward to many more podcasts to come. Rock on.
Yeah.
I think we will. Thank you so much. That's so nice. And then this is where iTunes kind of pisses me off because it cuts off the name. For some reason, it's pfeld... So I'm sorry, I can't read your whole name. Great podcast by great hosts, 5 stars. Looking to switch gears from my usual MMO grind, I decided to listen to this podcast and see if the game might interest me. Needless to say, it did. Chooch is awesome, and became doubly so when in a moment of genius, the likes of which can only be compared to the discovery of fire, he gets Viv on board. Wow, as far as I'm concerned, she can read a phone book and it would sound like heaven to me. Aw, shucks. Don't be fooled. These two might make you think they're casual and thus not too knowledgeable, but you'd be dead wrong. They know their stuff and you can tell. This is one of those podcasts that make you want to keep listening even if you didn't play it. I love it.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Pfeld... That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, adding me is like the equivalent to Discovery of Fire. I really wish I knew your full name because, That's awesome.
Viv was very worried when we, when she joined and did the first guest episode.
I stressed.
She was very worried that I was, she was entering the man's gaming domain and people were going to be upset.
And call me Yoko. That's what I kept saying. They're going to call me Yoko. They're going to call me Yoko. I was at least as scared as when we did the, quote, healer episode. Mm-hmm. Remember how stressed I was about that? Well, I was at least that stressed. Yeah. I think more. Mm-hmm. So the warm reception that I've gotten has been just amazing. It's totally gone to my head. We're putting a trailer in the back so that I can storm into it when I don't get my way.
So the talent can come in and do the show and go sulk.
Now he makes the talent do editing, so whatever. I don't quite know how to read this one. By Quant, .. I hate when iTunes does that. I want to give full props. So the title of this one is, Zoh My God! !BBQ!!! 1 lollicopter. 5 stars. That's the title of the review. By Quant something. And Chooch is now telling me that yes, I can find the name, but I can't right now because I'm looking at paper. So I'm sorry, Quant. I love the way you both sound and your chemistry together. My wife is starting to listen to y'all. I haven't got her quite hooked yet, but maybe Viv can help get her into the game. Just found this podcast about a week ago and have them all listened to so far. On my 1.25-hour commute each way, they fill up my drive to and from work super excellent. Keep going strong, y'all. It's tasty. Chris awesome. In Texas, thank you. Yeah, Chooch has a long commute as well, so he definitely can appreciate the value of a good podcast.
Absolutely.
So do I. And yes, I would love to help get your wife hooked on the game. I think it is such a fun way for husbands and wives to hang out. Mm-hmm. And we know several couples that do.
Yeah.
And they enjoy the game time.
It's amazing. A lot more couples seem to play this. I think we've said it before, but yeah, a lot of couples seem to play this game compared to others.
I think
families do.
Right. From my point of view, it's not warlike and brutal like a lot of the other MMOs. It's an easier thing to step into because, you know, growing up in America, of course, you've got Captain America, you've got Superman, you've got Spider-Man. Superheroes are a big part of American culture. So it's easy to imagine yourself as Supergirl or Catwoman or Wonder Woman or whatever. We all have a superhero that we looked up to when we were growing up. So I think it's a really easy transition for women to make.
And it's so flexible creating characters. I don't want to stereotype women. It's all about how you look, but
it's
the costumes or the combinations are just beyond any other game I've ever played. But beyond that, just the way you can build your characters is so flexible and really figure out what kind of hero you want to be.
The whole concept of it. It's like a whole package. And I think, and it's the standard thing. You can tell the real player, the real girls by the guys in real life girls, because it's all about the boob size and how short the dress is and how much of the boobs are exposed for the most part.
Right.
There are some women that do the really, you know what I'm talking about. You know the boob size I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The backbreaker, as I call it. But I think that it's just a lot of fun. Yes, you get that Barbie paper doll dress up thing, but I haven't met a guy yet that doesn't spend a lot of time in costume creator. Mm-hmm. We had one friend we were waiting on. We just threw together a quick sewer group. We're like, oh, enough of this, you know, level 48 stuff. We're stressing over hitting 50. Let's go do a sewer run. Everybody go and grind out a new one. So we all went, and this one friend of ours took forever. Took forever. We were all in there and waiting and waiting and waiting, and we just figured his computer pooped out on him. So we started, I think we finished our sewer run just as he was getting out of the costume creator. Yep. It was like, sorry,
yeah, he's
dude,
like, no, go ahead. I'll catch up. And we're all level 6, 7 finished.
And he's like, okay, I'm ready to play. And I'm like, dude, you're West Coast. We're East Coast. We're ready for bed. You shouldn't play so long. Well, I had to make it just right. And I had to get the isolator. And it's like, well, that was your mistake. Good night. Oh, and wasn't that, I remember, he also joined our team so that he could chat across with us while we were going through the sewers.
Oh.
So the spawns... the spawns and the mission and the tutorial. He had an 8-person team and he was soloing it because we were in the sewers.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, guys, don't do that. That's a mistake. It was hilarious. Yeah.
An 8-person spawns tutorial. It took him forever to take down.
I wonder if you can still do that. I wonder if you can join teams across Outbreak.
What's her face? Princess Tiger Lily.
Princess Pouty Flower or whatever.
That was hilarious.
That was so fun. Okay, look, this is why we run long. We just, guys, we're tired. He's had a beer and I've had chocolate and we're ready for sleep. And we have an iTunes review from Fantastic Foe.
Hey, hey.
Great podcast, 5 stars. I've played COH for nearly 4 years and just started listening to Chooch and Viv's podcast. Part of me wishes they had been podcasting and me listening, 4 years ago. But at least now I can listen as a grizzled old vet. Keep up the great work, Chooch and Viv. Excellent podcast. Thank you so much. And again, we're really enjoying your participation in the forums and everywhere else. It's so cool. Next iTunes review. Remember, guys, we have 8. Great job, you two. 5 stars. Norval Joe. I have learned so much and realized there is a depth to COX that I had not seen in the 28 months that I've played. I soloed most of that with a healer, now level 50. Woot!
Wow.
Soloing to 50 with a healer.
That's tough.
That deserves a badge. There should be a special badge because
they don't hit very hard.
I tried soloing with my Empathy Defender healer, and it was painful. I couldn't really solo with her, so I'm very impressed by you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But now I am out there looking for task forces, farm teams, and people much more social than I have been. Thanks for keeping my addiction alive. Yeah, here we are, keeping people addicted. Yes. This has become my favorite and most eagerly anticipated podcast. Give these two a raise. Give us a paycheck. Nice. Thank you so much. That's so nice. And then, Squee with 5 stars. By never, I think it must be Wendy. Because it's never... N-E-V-E-R-L, which ... would be Neverland something, which is the email address from the comments. So I think that's Wendy. This cast is not only informative, but highly entertaining as well. I look forward to each new episode. And then the cute little smiley eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's definitely worth the squee.
Yay, very for squee. Cool.
And from our friend Cobra Lily. Entertaining, informative, outstanding, 5 stars. I just can't say enough good things about the work Chooch and Viv do to bring this fantastic City of Heroes podcast to their listeners. Each episode is a great combination of game news, player feedback, and their own observations about the game. The recent interview with developer and lead writer Joe Morrissey is evidence that even the City of Heroes live team trust and admire CNV's dedication to providing a quality broadcast. We hope so. Their love of COH shines through on not only each podcast, but also on their COHpodcast.com message boards. Aww. If you're a longtime player or new to the game, you'll be hard-pressed to leave each episode without learning many new ways to enjoy your time in Paragon City and the Rogue Isles. Wow, thanks, Cobra Lily. Yeah. That's really nice. Great show, 5 stars by JMDU... The COH podcast is a fun look into the world of City of Heroes. The hosts, Chooch and Viv, are both easy to listen to, clearly knowledgeable about the game, and most importantly, seem to really enjoy themselves while making the show. Their enthusiasm is infectious, and even if I didn't play City of Heroes, I would still enjoy this show. Wow. I think it's so interesting to see people make that comment, as well as the, I was looking for another game to play, so I checked out the podcast.
Yeah.
That is so fascinating to me. Y'all just spoil us so much. It's so weird to sit here and read these really awesome things that you guys say about us. It's like, I feel like such an egomaniac diva. I'm just so grateful. I don't know if we say it often enough. You guys just bowl me over.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you. When I'm having a bad day, man, I go to the iTunes page. I go to the forums. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's pretty amazing. This, you know, hobby, gaming, fun, relaxation thing we do. And then
I know.
For everybody to really appreciate.
It's amazing.
What we do. And there were actually a few emails.
Oh, wow.
Not as many comments and reviews. So, this won't take too long.
But we love them all.
Absolutely. All of the interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what makes everything worthwhile.
Well, yeah, and it tells us when we're doing something right and what to focus on, you know? Like the faction spotlights.
Oh, yeah. Which was funny, because when we did them, nobody really mentioned anything about them. And then the moment we said, well, nobody seems to be into it, so we're not going to do it. That's when everybody said, wait a minute.
And so we said, well,
I liked that.
Okay, we'll keep doing them. As you wish. And even Hero One said that he liked that we did those.
Yeah. That was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
First email is from Gen X Fusion, who mentions he's been playing COH for about 3 years now.
Wow.
Currently a recruit for an SG called Doom Supremacy, who is also known as the Legions of Doom on the Freedom server. I've been with the SG for about a year and a half now, but I left about 5 months ago for some troubles with home, and now I'm back again as a recruit.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you're back. I just wanted you to know I just started listening to your show about a week ago. The interview with Hero One was awesome. Well, now I'm hooked, and I'm looking forward to more of your shows.
Aw, thanks.
One question, what server do you two play on? Thanks, Gen X Fusion. And we've said a few. I mean, you're catching up now. But yeah. So you'll hear us a few times. We play primarily on Champion.
Right. And also, Gen X Fusion is now on the listener forums, too.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen that.
Yep.
And another email starts out, Viv and Chooch, just wanted to send you a quick email letting you know how much I enjoy your podcast. I played COH for nearly 4 years, wasn't quite in beta.
Mm-hmm.
4 years is still a long time.
That's still, oof.
And it is so nice to hear someone podcasting about this wonderful game. As a happily married dad with a young child, it's also nice to hear opinions from someone in my demographic, as it were. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I recently registered on the forum as Fantastic Foe.
What up, Fantastic Foe?
And then he goes into a little bit of technical mumbo-jumbo with the site that I will address offline. It says, just heard your recent podcast correcting the voicemail number I'll be calling. Which he does. We do have a voicemail.
Cool.
We have a couple of voicemails.
Yeah, we have our little special moments from time to time. Apparently the voicemail was one of them.
Best wishes, Fantastic Foe, a.k.a. Pat. That's Patrick, Viv, not Patricia. Sorry.
I love you all, male or female. I just wanted to, you know when I'm addressing a girl. So thanks for clarifying that, Pat.
Next email starts, hey guys, I just came across your podcast today. It is a very good show with a lot of helpful insight. You both have excellent voices and great personalities.
Aw.
Thank you. I've just returned to COH and COV after an 8 to 9 month absence.
Wow.
My main character, Liberty Machine, is a level 50 invulnerability / energy tank.
Ooh.
Seems to be suffering from squishy tank syndrome.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard that a lot about invulnerability.
Have they altered the invulnerability power set even more? Do I even need Unstoppable since they disabled Perma-Unstop? Do you have an effective slot build for that type of character? Well, unfortunately, no.
No.
The short answer is no. I haven't played an invulnerability.
Mm-mm, me either.
So I'm not really that familiar with the power set. There is a site, though. There's a couple tools. There's part of the Titan Network. Mm. I can't remember now if it's Hero Planner or Hero Builder. But if you do a search for Sucker Punch's Hero Planner, I think it is. And there are actually, it allows you to create your own build and save it. And then people can vote on it.
Oh.
So you can punch in a certain type of archetype and power set, and it'll give you what the top rated builds are.
Cool.
So I think that's a really good resource to look at. And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's got the whole common thing where people can say why they voted certain ways.
Well, that's really helpful.
So for any, yeah, we can't really get in on one-on-one discussions on certain builds.
Especially ones that we've never done. But also you can probably, I will bet there is probably a pretty informative thread on the City of Heroes official forums, because for every possible niche, there's threads and discussions on how to build a better character, how to slot them and stuff like that. So I'd check there.
And he continues with another question. You guys mentioned that you do not give out your character names and locale to people because you have children who play. I appreciate and associate with that. I have 3 boys, 9, 8, and 5, who love the game. However, I'm always concerned about vulgar characters and language. I always keep the language filter on, but I'm unaware of any other measures I can take to ensure they have minimum exposure to such things. Any suggestions? And really,
that's all you can do.
Yeah. And in the game, that's all there is.
Yeah.
And it's just if you can't be there with them teaming.
Especially the 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm. That's really all you can do.
Right. Our now tween started playing 2 years ago when he was 9. And it was one of those things where we had the filtering shut off. I didn't like him seeing the Vasilox, so we didn't let him run those missions. Well, we're in a loft where we can see what he's doing, and we also don't let him play City of Villains.
Yeah.
And we're almost, at that point, we were almost exclusively teaming with each other. And he wasn't allowed to give out his global. As he's matured and we can still keep an eye on him, we watch him and we know that. At 5, I don't know. I personally wouldn't have let our tween play at 5 because of the fact that you cannot control it. People will always find a way around the profanity filters, whether they use spaces or slang spellings or whatever. They will always find ways around that. Now, whether or not your 5-year-old can read that is something else. Your 8 or 9-year-old, I'm sure, and 8 and 9-year-olds, I'm sure can. So that's where it comes into maybe you turn off the broadcast, you turn on the profanity filtering, you turn off the local channels. I would just say play with them while they're playing, because there is a lot of nasty stuff out there. And I'm very, very protective, to the point where I've been called overprotective to my face by family members who also love my children.
It's been my experience in the game that the COH community, the players, there's a lot of young people who cuss and stuff, but everybody is generally pretty well behaved, and I've never heard of a problem with, like, child predators, but you never know. So kids that young, you know, you always want to talk to your kids about what information is proper to give out. You know, you don't want to give your real name. Maybe first name's okay. You never give out where your school is, what your school's called.
We never even let ours give out their first name, though. Everything is character only.
Right. Yeah. You never give the city where you live.
Your phone number.
Your phone. Yeah. Well, yeah. Email anything address. Really. And keep everything online in the game. You never take anything outside of the game. So email addresses, phone numbers, that sort of thing. There's just no reason to have, particularly at that age, there's no reason to have a relationship beyond teaming in the game.
And you have to set that example too, so that they follow it. So that's our advice, and it's worked well so far. So just good luck with that and keep an eye on them.
Continues on, I usually play on Victory and Protector servers. I've been thinking about transferring to other servers. Not sure where you guys play, but you seem like you'd be fun and interesting people to game with. Maybe we'll run into each other sometime. And as we said with the other one, we do play on Champion. thanks for your time, guys, and keep up the good work you're doing with the podcast.
Thank you so much. Hope we were able to give you some information there. And I would just say, as far as trying to find good people to play with, join pugs. I mean, sometimes it can be a horrific experience on a pug, but mm-hmm. that's actually how we met the people that we play with on a semi-regular basis. Mm-hmm. That's how we met one of the guys that's in our couples gaming night, and that's yeah. how... That's how we met all the people on our globals. Two people from real life, and everybody else was from pickup groups.
Yeah. And what I kind of got in the habit of doing, that you always seem to hit niches of people who are on around the same time. Mm-hmm. So I got in the habit of, I'd get in a group. It would be a lot of fun. There are certain people that would stand out that they were, you know, they had a lot of funny one-liners or something.
Or more mature players.
Yeah. And so I would add them as a local friend, uh-huh. just, you know, slash friend space, whatever their name is.
Yeah.
Or right click on them and just, you know, add mm-hmm. to friends. And if I ran into them a few times mm-hmm. and continued to have fun, then I would send a private tell, message. Say, hey, is it cool if I do to global? Some people immediately spam global to everybody.
Yeah.
And I have no problem denying it.
Yep.
And saying, you know, hey, I don't really know you. Let's get to know each other. Or you can
picky.
Just pretend like you didn't see it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever. So I would add to local friend. If we hook up a few times and have a lot of fun, then I would add him as a global. Yeah. And that's where we made some pretty significant personal connections now.
Yeah.
After playing for 2 years.
Yeah.
And leveling up from nothing to 50, you know, and leveling up again. And
yeah. Well, like, we met Rich on a pickup group within mm-hmm. the first month that we started playing the yeah. game. And we still play with 23 months later.
Yeah.
I'm at the point now where I tend to avoid pickup groups because I've been spoiled by the people that we play with. And when I say more mature, I don't mean old. I mean...
Yeah.
They just have maturity the same mindset and play you have. Style is mm-hmm. what I mean. You know, they don't go blasting in without trying to consider what's going on with yeah. the rest of the team.
They know the role on the team.
And they play it to strength, so it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we met almost every one of them through a pickup group.
Yeah.
So I would say try that. Don't give up if you're on some bad ones, because you're going to be on more bad ones than good ones, yeah. more likely than not.
Oh, yeah.
But good luck to you, because I'm sure you'll find a nice little group to play with, and maybe even a big group. Try out some supergroups.
Mm-hmm.
Also, that's a good way to meet players, and you can find out pretty quickly if they're a quality one or one that's just using you for prestige.
Yeah, you could really try out either the Knuckleheads or Doom Supremacy.
Right. Yeah, try those out.
Next email starts off, hi, Chooch and Viv. My name is Kurt, and I host the Wandering Geek podcast at www.wanderinggeek.info. I came across your show while I was looking around the podcast section over on iTunes, admittedly to see where my podcast fell on the featured list. We all do it.
Yep.
I've been listening to COH podcast from the beginning, since you started it.
Wow.
After the last time I played COH. I'm looking to get back in. I got Guild Wars for Christmas for my kids, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
And I'll be using your show to sort of ramp up on all the changes that have happened while I've been gone.
Cool.
I made it through episode 5, part 1 today, so I imagine I'll be caught up by middle of next week. Wow.
Nice.
Mainlining.
Freebase it.
And then he writes about some podcasty kind of business stuff, which we'll definitely be getting back to you on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sure I'll hear about it when I catch up on the podcast, but what do you think about the write your own storyline / mission stuff that's coming up? I did a story on it this week on my show, and as a player, I think I'd like it because I can tell the stories I want for my characters. But there's going to be a lot of junk, as some might see mine, out there if everybody's doing it. And that was really my quickie synopsis, was it's going mm-hmm. to be like YouTube, where there's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff.
But every once in a while, you get the dramatic chipmunk.
Yes. Oh, dramatic. Best 5 seconds on the internet. Absolutely. All the best, Kurt.
You know, there are a lot of guys that would not agree with that, but I love that that's your opinion. I love you, baby.
And here's that other email from Wendy.
Oh, yeah. What up, Wendy?
Lol. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I just wanted to share that I got my first 50.
Awesome. Happy dance. That's amazing.
Yes, happy dance, Wendy. That's awesome.
Congrats.
I also wanted to thank you again for reading my email on your podcast. The guys were really excited about it.
Cool.
People in the SG. I never got around to it, but the interview you did with Hero One was uber amounts of awesome. Something I was wondering, I know you did an episode on the factions from the Croatoa area since they were part of the winter event.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious about the witches or sorceresses as well. Any chance of talking about them, even a little, please? I find them pretty interesting, so any info would be great. Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about them some.
Yeah, we love them. They're really interesting. Well, except for the endurance training, that part sucks. But we generally love the Cabal. They're cool.
Oh, are you going to do another accolade power episode as well? We do have other accolade spotlights lined up
mm-hmm.
and ready to drop in.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, so the last one was pretty popular around the SG. Very awesome.
Oh, good.
I have several of the Vet 50s going all over Paragon trying to make sure they have everything required for the Atlas Medallion.
Oh.
Wow.
You rock, Wendy.
Yeah.
Get those Thanks. Boys whipped into shape.
Thanks again for rocking, Wendy.
Aw. Yeah. So I guess we know who the SG mom is.
I'm just really glad that we were able to shine some light on something that people didn't know about.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Too. Yeah, we definitely need to keep with the accolade spotlights.
Really cool little bump.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a final email. Oh, another one from Gen X Fusion.
Cool.
Who wrote, "How you doing?" An Italian voice. Guys. Yep,
that's it.
I just listened to your podcast the other day with Hero One, and it was absolutely outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Then a few days ago, I heard about SI Radio's interview with Posse and Kessel.
Mm-hmm.
I said to myself, I've got to listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I love Chooch and Viv's interview, and I bet this interview with Posse and Kessel must be good, too. Wrong.
Oh.
Ooh. You two rocked your interview.
Thank you. Jinxies.
Viv, have you listened to their interview? Your voice is much better than the lady doing this interview. She was so blah.
Aw. Thank you.
I admit, listening to the other interview, she sounded like she was kind of distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a live show, yeah. And they had a live chat going.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was trying to keep, you know, a lot of...
She did comment a few times that somebody just messaged her this or mm-hmm. messaged her that. And I could definitely hear a keyboard in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So there was definitely something distracting her.
Yeah. And wrote, plus their voices were all scratchy. I know that they were using Ventrilo, I think, which doesn't have as high a voice quality as the software okay. we were using.
Right.
So yeah, there were definitely some audio differences. You guys speak so clear in your mics. Keep on rocking, Chooch and Viv. I'll continue listening to your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. And I had seen a lot of criticisms of the SI interview on the City of Heroes mm-hmm. forums. And I mean, I understand what the listeners are talking mm-hmm. about. We were so nervous doing our interview
yeah.
as a recorded interview that we could take out the ums and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would be terrified to do a live interview. So I think they get props for doing a live interview at all, although they are like a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
they do that a lot. But
yeah.
I don't think I could do a live interview without just, you know, piddling on the floor a couple times. So there was some good information gotten, I thought, from that interview.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Posse and Kessel gave some really interesting info.
Yeah.
And so thanks a lot.
Thank you for the nice comments.
Yeah. Gen X Fusion out.
Nice enunciation, babe.
Awesome. I think I got that right.
So you said we have a couple of voicemails, babe?
We do.
Awesome.
Let me cue up the first one here.
Hello, Viv and Chooch. This is Fantastic Foe calling. I was calling to test the phone line since I heard about you giving out the wrong number. Sounds like it works. Fantastic. Now you're level two with the phone. I'll probably send you an email, but wonderful podcast. I really enjoy it. I've been playing City of Heroes for 4 years, and I really find your podcast fantastic. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Level two.
Thank you so much.
Finally, we dinged level two. Now we get an inspiration trait. Yeah. Awesome.
And it's good, because I really didn't want to have to re-roll that phone number again.
That still wouldn't spell bupkis.
No matter how many times we try.
I know, right?
Thanks for that, fantastic foe. And as we said, dude, you're all over the place. It's awesome. Our next phone call.
Hello, Dad. This is a neat one. Thanks for stopping those harassing phone calls. But thank you. I'm going to say some numbers for you. 206-203-1661. I don't know what these numbers mean. Is this how much I'm going to get paid? I need me to ask your friend, though. I don't have a bank account or a car. Could you come over and just slide a check under my door? Keep rocking. You know, do what it is you do.
Thank you very much, Miwan.
Thanks, Miwan.
Now we got those numbers straight. And Fantastic Foe tested it, so we know it's working.
So Meatwad also dinged level two.
Yeah, and I guess maybe we should slide cash under the door, since, I mean, if he doesn't have a car.
Right, how's he going to deposit it and get the cash?
Yeah, we'll do cash.
Yeah, we'll slide cash under your door, Meat. That's awesome.
One more voicemail. Oh, which is actually also Meatwad.
This is Meatwad. You're listening to the COH Podcast. Vato Vim for President. Woo!
Love the woo!
Okay, sweetie, I want a bumper sticker. Vato Vim for President. Must have. Oh, and that's something else. Chooch is working on t-shirt designs.
Yeah.
So he's putting together at a site where you can just go and order. We're putting a couple designs together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be able to go and choose it, and it'll be sent straight to your house. We're not going to do the bulk order because I don't want the same shirt that Chooch wants. So how are we going to get everybody else to agree on a shirt? So we're going to have several different designs.
You all can about
whatever
choices.
You want. It's, you know what? I just am not feeling the one he likes.
You know, COH has all these costume options.
We're trying to give you those options.
We shouldn't limit people in their t-shirt options.
Babes, I just had another idea.
Oh, good.
So gravy. We're going to go back to design.
I say good gravy. Who says that?
Who said that? I just had another idea, so we're going to have to talk
all right.
about the t-shirt designs, because I just had a little ding moment. I dinged. I'm level three now. So yeah, we're working on that. As soon as we have that, we'll post the link and we'll talk about it here. So if you guys want to order it, it's looking like they'll be just over $20.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's an option that's a little less expensive and then some that are going to be a little more expensive.
Right. And I now want a Vico Viv for President bumper sticker. I'm just going to put it on the, I don't know. What am I going to put it on?
A bumper.
Could I really put that on my car? That'd be so awesome. Oh, I want that now. So yeah, we're working on t-shirt designs and some other things that just occurred to me. So as soon as we've got those designs nailed down, we will give you the info on that. If you would like to buy one, you'll be able to.
Very cool.
You guys gave us so much love this week.
Amazing.
I'm just going to go to bed and have wonderful dreams.
We still have to wind, though. So we got a lot of really good iTunes reviews, and they were amazing.
Yeah.
You know, just a couple more. And then we could really move up those ranking. You said squeaky wheel.
Yeah, but
you said they were training us,
babes.
I can't believe how many you guys did.
You guys buried us in awesome feedback. Yeah. I can't believe you're even joking.
I really
about
can't
that.
Believe how much you guys did. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we will keep on bringing the news and keep on bringing the features.
Yes, we will. You can count on that.
If anybody else has something to say, we covered a whole bunch of stuff today.
This is going
to
be, as you've already found out, this is a long episode. So thank you for sticking with us.
And so anybody else wants to share? And we love doing the SG highlights.
Yeah. That's something we tried to do earlier is the SG spotlight. And somebody actually put that on our listener forums as an episode suggestion, a show suggestion. Why don't you guys spotlight people? And it's like, well, we did mention that in earlier episodes early on. We want to do an SG spotlight. Send us info and we'll put your linkage up on the site and we'll talk about it. So I'm glad to see people are doing that now.
Yeah.
So keep up.
We're happy to do it.
Mm-hmm. We like to keep the community moving.
Mm-hmm. Hope to get you some new members.
Yeah. Get good players connected with other good players.
So, as Meatwad expertly displayed the phone number, 206-203-1661, if you wanted to give your opinions on any of the news items we gave, or if you have base info that we didn't cover you want to bring up.
And this was a basics of base info, so we plan on revisiting the topic, but we just wanted to get people that were stepping into it for the very first time a little bit of info.
There's the foundation. There's how to get your simple base set up and going.
So this isn't the only. We're definitely going to build on it. But if you want to call shenanigans on something that was said, you're wrong, that's not right, please tell us, because it's right as far as we know.
Right. And, of course, you can always send an email to cohpodcast@gmail.com.
You can leave a comment on the site at cohpodcast.com.
Right.
Or you could join our listener forums at cohpodcast.com/forums. So give us a call. Something I asked for at the beginning of the episode was, what's your favorite all-time superhero movie? So either join in on the poll at the listener forums or just call us and let us know. Thanks for listening, guys, and making it through this long episode.
Till next time.
Good hunting, heroes.
This podcast, its hosts, and websites are not in any way affiliated with NCSoft, Cryptic Studios, or City of Heroes.
All views expressed are solely of the hosts and their guests.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license, which is explained in detail at cohpodcast.com.
Good hunting, heroes. That was some epic chat.